Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
There have been lots of people in these bushfire-ravaged communities in a number of areas of New South Wales thanking God for the salvos, who are tirelessly, sacrificially going about their quiet but vital work as they always do at times like this. Darryl Slater is the head of the Salvos Disaster and Bushfire Relief Team, and he joins us now to see what he's been seeing and what his teams have been doing. Darryl, welcome to Open House.
Oh, great to be here.
And as always, congratulations on a wonderful work in this appeal. What has this experience been like for you and your teams, Darryl?
Our teams out there are really getting in and getting the work done that they need to do. But it's much more than just feeding people. It's about being with people as they're going through the trauma of what it means to lose everything. Sometimes in a bushfire that just has raged through this area, the teams come back absolutely whacked at the end of shifts because they have so much mental and physical stress on them at these times. But the people that they're dealing with, they will remember for a long time somebody who's just been there and listened to them or laid a hand on their shoulder to comfort them.
And the people who they are helping will remember them for a long time.
Oh, yes.
What sort of help? What's the range of help that those teams are providing up in the field, Darryl?
At the moment, they're part of an overall group of agencies who work while people are coming out of the road of the fire, the evacuees. Some teams are there to provide clothing, and some are there to help with accommodation, and some with counselling and all that. But when it's all happening, most people are helping each other through, and the guy who's handing over the food or helping someone get the food for their kids is also listening and hearing the story that these people have got and carry with them. We opened today in Springwood. We just opened our store and invited all of the victims to come in and get the clothes they needed. And if there's anyone who missed out on it today, to go there tomorrow and they'll look after them so they can get some much-needed clothes. Because some of them, as we looked at the reports, you see that some of the properties are totally destroyed.
Yes.
And everything is gone except what these people had on their backs.
As we've already heard, it's a tremendously significant time for communities.
What happens is, it's at times like this when it's amazing how the people pull together. One story it's been relayed to me today from the manager of our shop at Springwood was that he had kids who they're not allowed to go to school for 3 days because of the danger of the fires, but they were coming in and offering to do whatever they could to help. They just wanted to do something to help the person who is not as fortunate as they are.
When you say you offer counselling, and the Salvos are well known for that, what are the things that they say to people who've been so devastated in communities like this?
Actually, it's more listening than saying.
Yeah, it's a good point, actually. Yes.
Okay. It's sometimes, and in most cases, it's about just a shoulder to lean on in times of need. But in saying that, we are able to, if someone really needs some serious counselling, we've got trained counsellors available who we can direct people toward so they can work through quite seriously the situations that they have encountered in their lives.
When your teams come back, demonstrating that physical and mental stress you spoke of before, what are the kinds of things they say, debriefing from that experience?
Again, it's about the feelings that they're going through, and we encourage them to diffuse and to start to work through the processes themselves. It's important that we all keep a healthy attitude. So as much as we are there looking after the people who are there, we come out of that and we actually need to be fair to ourselves and get some help ourselves.
Darryl, are there things that people outside these bushfire-ravaged communities can do to help the Salvos, help those who've been affected?
The real need is to be able to help people reclaim their lives. And that could take varying forms. It might mean help with furniture or clothing or to pay an electricity bill or something. Those of us unaffected by it think, well, it's quite simple. They're all things that are happening to these people, and they want to, you know, the best thing for them is to get back some sense of normality and to reclaim what they've lost to a certain degree. Now, we realise that insurance isn't going to cover everything.
No.
Grants from government won't cover everything. But what's happened is that Australian people have this propensity to dig deep when their fellow Aussies are doing it tough, so they can help out, and that's what's happening, and that's how people can help. They can make a donation to the Salvos. It's good to get it in cash because we can then use it in whatever form is necessary for the people we're dealing with, whereas when we get good all the time, we become limited in what we can help people with. So the cash gives us the ability to be diverse in varying forms. Someone might be to help with a phone bill, somebody with a power bill, somebody needs a fridge, or yes, somebody needs clothes or underclothes. So people can do that. They can make donations by ringing 13 Salvos, or they can go online to salvos.org.au. When they go shopping, when they go to Woolies, they can make a donation at the point of sale and receive a receipt for it there. They can also go to their local Westpac bank and make a donation through Westpac. And this afternoon I was informed they can go to Target, if they're shopping in Target, and make a donation there.
Great stuff. It's a great work, as always. Darryl Slater from the Salvos, thank you so much indeed for joining us on Open House. We wish you well in the coming pretty scary week. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a privilege.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.